4 hours or so. Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Nun Dalet. It begins the final chapter, the ninth chapter. And thank you, Almog. We were up to the two dots here on Nun Gimel and Beis, about, I guess, 12 lines up before the end. Ademasai. So the Mishnah had said, till when can a person recite Birkat HaMazon, the blessing after food? So the Mishnah said, as long as it's digesting. Once it's fully digested, then he can't recite the blessing anymore. So Kamashir equal. What is that amount of time of digestion? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Zman Sheino Roiv, as long as he's not hungry. So he still feels full. Reish Lakish Amar Kol Zman Sheyitzma Machmas Achila. So as long as he feels thirsty because of his eating. Amar Rav Yemar Bar Shalmaya Lamar Zutra. Rav Yemar Bar Shalmaya said to Mar Zutra. Amil others say, Rav Yemar Bar Shizvi said to Mar Zutra. Mi Amar Reish Lakish Achi. Did Reish Lakish say this, that as long as he's thirsty because of his eating, he can still say Birkas HaMazon. Didn't Rav Ami say the name of Reish Lakish? Kamashir equal. How long is that amount of time for things to digest? Enough time to walk 4 mil. A mil is 2,000 amma. Enough time to walk 4 kilometers. So that's not, you're not thirsty after that amount of time. That amount of time doesn't keep, you're not thirsty for such a long period of time. So it's the Gemara, Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Kam bachila meruba. I want to talk about if you ate a lot. So if you ate a lot, it's the amount of time for 4 mil for it to digest. Kam bachila muates, the other example, the other definition, that you're still digesting as long as you feel thirsty from the eating is when you only ate a little bit. All right, then the Mishnah says a whole bunch of laws. If they get wine during the middle of the meal, they Shammai say make a bracha on the wine, then you say Birkas HaMazon. They still say, no, you wait till the Birkas HaMazon, then you say the bracha on the wine. And because you put the wine together with Birkas HaMazon, then we saw that the Mishnah said, you do not respond Amen to the bracha of Akuti unless you hear the whole bracha. Remember, does that imply to Yisrael that if you're hearing a Jew's bracha, Afgad lo shama kula bracha ona, even if you don't hear the full blessing that the Jew gives, you can still say Amen, and apparently saying Amen to a partial bracha is also enough, so you come into the meal, you're hearing them finish off saying the word Shachnu b'dvaro, you say Amen, you can start drinking. How could that be? V'chi lo shama heichanafik, if you didn't hear the whole bracha, how could you fulfill your obligation? Amr Chia Barav. Chia Barav said, we're not talking about what you want to eat with them. The question is, can you respond an Amin to them? We know, we learned before. And now let us say an Amin Yisoma. You can't say an Amin which is divorced of any bracha. An orphaned Amin is no good. So what about if you only hear part of the bracha? So Bishlo Achliman, when you didn't eat with them, but you hear part of the bracha. So if it's a Jew, you can say Amin to it. But if it's a Kuti saying it, you can't say Amin if you only hear part of the bracha. In the case of the missions where he did not eat with them, and the question is, can he recite an Amen to the partial bracha that he heard? Amle Rav l'chia b'rei. Rav once said to Chia, his son, Bri, my son, when you're at a meal, chatofu barich. So grab and be the one to recite the blessing. L'chenam Ravuna l'rav b'rei. Ravuna also said to Rav, his son, Bri, my son, when you're at a meal, chatofu barich. You know, if you get a chance to be the one reciting the blessings, do that. Jump up, you be the one to say the blessings. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Is that implying that it's better to be the one saying the blessing than to say Amen? For a time, I didn't learn in Bryce, Rabbi Yossi says, greater is the one who says Amen than the one who recites the blessing. Amalei Rav Nahorai, Rav Nahorai said to him, Hashemayim Kenu, I swear by heavens that that's the way it is, that the one who says Amen is better than the one who says the blessing. Sharei Gulayrin Yardinu Mizgarim Mulchama, but Giborin Yardin Wanatzchen. The lowerly soldiers, the corporals, the privates, they're the ones who go down to incite the other side. They start the fighting. But then it's the heroes, it's the knights, it's the colonels and the very strong soldiers who finish off the war. So the Amen, to say Amen, the ending off, that's better than the bracha, the one who begins by saying the blessing. So why are all these rabbis telling their children to be the ones to say the blessing? They should tell their children, Don't look to say the blessing. Let somebody else say the blessing. You say, I'm into the blessing. So the Gemara answers Tanayi. This is a Machlokas Tanayim. So there are two opinions. One opinion in the Tanayim is that it's better to be the one who says the blessing. And one is the opinion that we just said, that it's better to be the one who says, Amen. The Tanayim didn't rise. Echan mavarech v'echan ona amen v'mashma. Really, whether you say the blessing or you say Amen, you're equally good. But you should shut, but be hurry to say, be the one who says the blessing more than the one who says amen. So that's the brisa that these Tanaim were following. You know, it's, even though you get an equal reward when you say amen, so saying the blessing, better to be the ones to say the blessing. That was the view that says to say the blessing. The other brisa that said that the ones who say amen are like the heroes who win the war, that would disagree with these Tanaim and Amoraim. Shmuel asked the question of Rab. When you have children in yeshiva who are being taught the basic blessing, can you say amen to their blessings? Amalei said, yes. You can always say amen. However, you don't say amen to the blessings that the children say in yeshiva. We are about, almost at the end, 5 lines or so before the end of the parak. They don't know what they're saying. They're just being trained and taught how to say the blessings. So therefore, that's not a blessing that you get an amen. That's only true when they're not saying Haftorah, Rashi says. When they're not actually saying the Haftorah at the end of reading the Torah. But if they're leading the Haftorah and making blessings, Onin, then you do respond to an amen to their blessings on the Haftorah.
Sure. Rabbi, you're saying that a Gentile says a blessing, we shouldn't say amen?
Correct. Tana Banu Adin Abraisa, Shemin Makibis Abracha, Divir Reb Zilai. Reb Zilai says you should not recite the Birkas HaMazon until you wash your hands off, or you smear on your hands the fine smelling oil that we saw earlier. They used to bring out the good smelling oil at the end of a meal to clean off the hands. So Reb Zilai says that oil and that surface of that oil prevents you from saying the blessing of Birkas HaMazon. Reb Zivai Omer Einu Ma'akev, it doesn't prevent you. Reb Acha says Shemen Tov Ma'akev, good oil does prevent you from saying the blessing. Reb Zumai Omer Kishem Shemazuan Pasal La'avodah, the same way someone who is filthy is disqualified from doing the service in the temple. Yakadai Mezuam, so 2 hands that are filthy from all the eating, Psuos Lebracha, they're disqualified to say the blessing after the meal. You have to first clean off the hands with the good oil. Amr Rav Nachman Yitzchak of Nachman Yitzchak said, Anna lo zilai ve lo zivai ve lo zuamai yadana. I don't know zilai, I don't know zivai, I don't know zuamai. All these names are names about dirt. Ela masisi yadana. But I know a braisa. I'm Rav Yudah Merav. Rav Yudah is the name of Rav. I'm Rav Masisi Tana. Some say it was taught in a braisa. The verse says, Viskadishtem, and you are to make yourselves holy. We learn from that. Elamayim Yishonim. That's the source. You have to wash your hands before you eat. You eat some kadoshim and you'll be holy. Elamayim Achonim. That means you have to wash your hands after you eat. Ki kadosh, for I am holy. Zeh Hashem, and that's the source. You're supposed to have oil. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am God your Lord. And then you say the blessing. So yes, you're supposed to have the oil on, and then say the blessing. Hajan Alach Eidvarim, Hajan Alan Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, starting now the last chapter of Masechta Brachos. Our Masechta began with Kriyat Shema, the blessings of Kriyat Shema. Then we moved on to the blessings of Shmona Esrei, and went from the blessings of Shmona Esrei to the blessings before food. After talking about the blessings before food, we dealt with the blessing after food, we dealt with Zimun, we dealt with Birkas HaMazon, and now we deal with blessings about all sorts of other occasions. You see a place that a miracle happened to the Jewish people, like where the Jews crossed the Yam Suf. You see, lightning, big mountains. What blessings do you say then? Birchos HaShavach, the blessings of praise. Says the Mishnah, if a person sees a place where the miracles happen to the Jews, let's say you see where the Jews cross the Yam Suf, make a bracha. Aruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, bless you God, King of our world, who performed miracles for our ancestors in this place. If he sees a place in the land of Israel where Avodah Zarah was uprooted, so then he recites a blessing. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shaakar Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu, who has uprooted idols from our land. Alazikin, for a shooting star. Balazvos, or for a earthquake. Balar Amim, or for thunder. Balaruchos, or for very strong winds. Balabrakim, or for lightning. Omer, he says the following blessing. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shekocho Gvuraso Malei Olam, that his strength and his might fill the world. Alaharim, for very big mountains, alagvos, or other, large mountains. Alayamim, for the oceans. Valanaros, for the special rivers. See the Mississippi River. Alamidbaros, or for the deserts. Omer, say the following bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, bless you God, Osem Asabarashis, who has created an amazing world. Rabbi Yudam Yudah says, Aro Asayama Gadol, if he sees the Mediterranean Sea, the big sea, Omer, he makes the bracha. Baruch Shasa Sayama Gadol. Blessed be God who made the great sea. There's mantra elu prakna. All these things are when you see these things from time to time. If you live on the, if you live in Monaco or you live on the beach in Tel Aviv, you don't make the bracha every morning. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Sha'asa Sayama Gadol. If you see it once a month, then you make these blessings. Alak shamim. For the rains, v'alpsudos tovos, or for good news, make the bracha, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, hatov ha-meitziv, who is good and does good. Alpsudos ros, unfortunately for bad news, omer, you make the blessing of baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed be God, Dayan Emes, the true judge. But Abayas Chadash, we built a new house, Kanakelim Chadashim, or he bought new utensils. Omer, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shechiyanu V'kimanu V'kiyanu, Lezman HaZeh, which kept us alive and sustained us and brought us to this moment. Mevarech Al Aram, Ein Al HaTova, you make a blessing for misfortune, like just as you make a blessing for the good, Al HaTova, and for the good, Mein Al Ara, just as you make a blessing for misfortune. Hatzolik L'Shavar, if a person prays about what's already happened, Harezu Tfil HaShav, that's a wasted prayer. What are examples of praying for what's already happened? Haisa ishto muberes, if his wife is pregnant. For Omer, he says, Yehi ratzon shetelet ishti zachar. May it be God's will that my wife give birth to a male. It's too late. The gender has already been determined. That's a waste. Hayyab Abadech, he's coming on the road. The Shama called Tzvachavir, and he hears people screaming from the city. For Omer, he says, Yehi ratzon shlote besi, besoch besi. Wait, may it be God's will that scream wasn't in my house. Too late. It already was, wherever it was. That's a wasted tefillah. That's an inappropriate prayer. When a person enters into a large city, he makes two prayers. One when he's coming in, and one when he's exiting. Benazi recites four prayers. Two when he's coming in, two when he's going out. He has to give thanks for the past, and scream and pray about the future. One second. The same feelings that a person feels when he's blessing God for the good, that's how he should feel when he's blessing God for the bad. He has to have so much faith that the bad is really good. And so the same way he's smiling when he says a Shechianu, he should be feeling that level of joy when he says Dayana Emes. Very difficult standard. Shenemes, it says, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavcha. You should love God your Lord with all of your heart. So it doesn't say v'chol libecha. It says levavcha. Two bases in the word for heart. You serve God with both of your urges. With the urge for good and the urge for bad. And you love God with all of your soul. Even if he's taking your soul, you have to love him. Means with all your money. But the explanation means the word ma'od is connected to the word mida, measure. With whatever measure that he measures to you, whether he measures out to you good or he measures out to you bad, heavy moda low, you should be thanking him. When a person's entering the temple and he's coming in from Mount of Olives or Mount of Scopus, he shouldn't be light-headed opposite the eastern gate, because that is opposite the holiest of holies. And he can't walk onto the Temple Mount. The Maklo with his stick, Uvimin Alo, or wearing shoes, Ubupundaso, or with his money belt, Ubavak Shal Raglav, or with dirt on his feet. Voyasana Kapanzaria, he can't make the Temple Mount into a shortcut. He wants to get from Shar Shechem to Ir David. He wants to walk through the Temple Mount as a shortcut. He can't do that. Or a kikon, certainly we can't spit mikal v'chomer. Kolchos mi bracha shem mikdash, to show the respect to the holy temple. When someone would finish a blessing in the temple, he would say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Ad Olam. Blessed are you, God, King of the world, from the world. He would say Melech Haolam, King of the world, Ad Olam forever. Right? Ad Olam forever. Mishkuk Latzdukim. But once the Sadducees gained popularity and they ruined things, they used to say in Olam Elecha, there's only one world. And even the temple people admit it. They only say Ad Olam. Iskinu, then they instituted, no, we believe in two worlds, this world and the next world. So then he instituted Chiyom, and he used to say in the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, blessed be God, King of the world, Min Olam, from this world, Ad Olam, to the next world. Iskinu, they made another takana, Shi Adam Shol Shlom Chaver B'Shem, a person should inquire about the welfare of his friend by invoking God's name. So you show that your friend is also a piece of godliness, and so you invoke God's name to inquire about his welfare. Shnamer, as we find his source for this even in scripture. Hine Boaz, Bami Beis Lechem, Boaz was coming from Bethlehem. Vayomer L'kotzim, and he told the harvesters, Hashem Imachem, God is with you. Vayomer L'kotzim, they said back to him, also the name of God, Yivrech Hashem, God should bless you. Vayomer, we have another verse, Hashem Imcha Gibor Achal, God is with you, you hero of war. Vayomer, the verse says, Al Tavoz Kizikne Imecha, don't disgrace when you're, even if your mother has gotten old. In other words, learn from the elders of your nation to do what you see them doing. But when you have another verse that says, Eis lasis l'Hashem, when it's time to do for God, Heferu Torah Secha. So because there are those violating God's words, we have to do for God. The way to read it is like this, Heferu Torah Secha. They violated God's word, because it's time to do for God. So when it's time to do for God, even though normally we would want to respect God's name, we would want to invoke it for a secular purpose. But when we need to do it, we need it because the people need greater unity. So for the sake of God, we have to violate a little bit of God's word. Yeah, question, Baruch.
Yeah, but, that Baruch is, you know, all these brachot, amen. If you don't remember them, is there an international thing? I mean, you have to say
international.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, now we have Google. That's the answer.
Where do you come from? Google now with the computer at the sea to say the bracha for the young?
Yeah, beautiful things, yes. Absolutely.
Hang out the rabbi.
Yeah, young church. Wonderful. All right, says the Gemara Minani Mili. How do we know this? That we recite a blessing for a miracle. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Kachas, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yisro. Yisro said, Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzil Eschem, Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paro. Blessed is God who saved you from Egypt and from Paro. So Gemara says, that's not a source. That Yisro said, Baruch Hashem. Anisa the Rabbim Varchinan. Maybe we say a blessing for a miracle that happened to the whole nation. Anisa the Yachalom Varchinan. Maybe we don't make a blessing for a miracle that happened to an individual. But God, we know that that's not true. There was that man, Dava Kazo Bever Yamina. He was traveling in this place, Aver Yamina. Nafalele Aryeh, a lion attacked him. Is Avalei Nisa a miracle apple from Yitzinone? He was safe from the lion. Asal Kamed Rava came in front of Rava Amalei. Rava said to him, Kalemis Masas Lassam, whenever you come to that place, Aver Yamina, Rich, you should make a blessing. Baruch Shasli Nesbamak Mazet. Blessed is God who did a miracle for me in this place. And we also know Mar Bred Ravina, Mar the son of Ravina, Havakazel, the picks of the Aravos. He was walking in the valley called Aravos. V'tzachalamayit, and he was very thirsty for water. Esavalei Nisa, a miracle happened for him. Iberlein Eina, the Maya Vishti. And a spring of water was created for him, and he drank. Zimnachada, one time Havakazel, Bristika, the Machoza. He was walking in the market of Machoza. Nafalei Gamer Pritza, a wild camel attacked him. V'sparkalei Ashita. And the wall of the building next to him collapsed. Allah was able to walk into the house. And Kimatza La Ravos, every time we come to that place, Aravos, Baruch, he would make the bracha. Baruch Shasli Nes, La Ravos, blessed is God, made for me a miracle in Aravos with the camel. Kimatza La Ristika de Mechoza, when he would come to the market of Mechoza, Baruch, he would say, Baruch Shasli Nes, Begamel Varavos, blessed is God, made for me a miracle with the camel and in Aravos. So you see that even individuals recite this blessing. So the source can't be Yisro, because Yisro is only reciting a blessing for the Jewish nation. But we know that even individuals have to recite this blessing. Ami, the answer in the yeshiva, Anisa the Rabbim, Kuliyam, Melchayv Livar. When it's a blessing for the whole nation, everyone needs to recite this blessing. Anisa the Yachid, but if an individual has a blessing, a miracle happened for the individual, you, Chayv Livruchi, he has to recite the blessing. So Yisro is a good source. Yisro is a member of the nation. The nation as a whole has to recite the blessing because they all experienced it. So we learn from that. Anyone who experiences has to recite a blessing, even if it's just for him. If a person sees the spot where the Jewish people crossed the Red Sea, he sees the spot where the Jewish people crossed the Jordan River in the days of Yahushua. Or he sees the spot where the Jewish people crossed in the rivers of Arnon. Or Avni al-Gabish, or he sees the stones that came down on the Amorite kings in Morad Beis Charon, on the hilltop of Beit Charon. My sister lives there, Mavo Charon. Evan Shabikesh Lizrok Og Melech HaBashan al Yisrael, where he sees the stone that Og, the king of the Bashan, who is in the Golan, that's what we call the Golan nowadays, tried to throw on the Jewish people. Or Evan Sheshaval of Moshe Bashar Shasi Yoshua Melchaba Amalek, where he sees the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting on when the Jews were making the war against Amalek. Or Ishtel Shalot, where he sees the pillar of salt that was once Lot's wife down in stone. Or Chomas Yericho, he sees the wall of Yericho Shenivlu Bum Koma that was swallowed in its spot. For all these sites, he has to give thanks and praise before God.
Things that we know these places.
Yeah, clearly. Bishlom Abrosiam, I understand the place where we crossed the sea, as it says, the Jewish people walked through the sea on dry land. That's a miracle. Mabros Yarden, the crossing of the Jordan, the Chassid also says, Vayadu Akonim Nosayar, Bris Hashem, Acharav, Abbasoch, Hayarden. Hachain, the Chol Yisrael of Mecharavad, Asher Tamu Kol HaGoy, Lavor Seyardin. The verse says that the Kohanim stood in the Jordan, the waters piled up, the Jordan became dry, and all the Jews walked through dry land. Hello, Mabas Nachli Arnon, Marnon. How do we know that there was any miracle when the Jews crossed the Nachli Arnon? Because the verse says, Al Kain Yomer, B'Sefer Melchamos Hashem, therefore to be said in the book of the wars of God, Esvahev B'Sufa, there is love at the end. And Nachle and Vesa Nachalim Arnon, and the rivers of Arnon. So they said a song about the rivers of Arnon. So you see there was a miracle there. What was the miracle? Tanu Lidin Abraisa. Esvaiv Basufa means the following. Shneim Tzaraim Hayu. Vaiv and Sufa are the names of two people who had leprosy. So they have to be in the back. They have to be outside of the clouds of glory. They were walking behind the Jewish camp in the desert. The Jewish people were walking by to Nachle Arnon, which was this valley between these two big mountains. And the path walked through this river that was between the mountains. Us Amoroi, the Amorites from Canaan came. Abdulahona Kirusa, they made for themselves caves in the mountains with the intention to ambush the Jews. The Tashubahon, and they hid in these caves. I mean, they said, Kichof Yisrael Hacha, when the Jews are going to come by here, Nictalina, and we're going to come out and kill them. Laviyadi, they didn't realize the Aron Avamaski Kamayu Yisrael, the Holy Ark traveled in front of the Jews. And it would flatten all the mountains in front of it, in front of the Jews. Came with us Aron. Once the Holy Ark came, it bekuturi bahadi adadi, the mountains glued to each other and smashed down the Katlinon, and that killed all the Amorites hiding in the caves. So how did the Jews even know about this? Well, their blood flowed to this Renachle Arnon, to the rivers of Arnon. Kiasu esvahev. So when these people, so when the mountains went back to their spot, so these two people, Vahev and Sufa, saw Chazu Dama de Karnafik Mimeni Tur. They saw the blood coming from between the mountains. Asav Amru Yisrael. They went and told the Jews. Amru Shira. So the Jewish people said a song. That's what it says. Va'ashed Hanachalim. And the pouring out of the rivers, namely, that the blood was poured to the rivers, Asher Nata, the mountain that was on one side turned to the other side, Leshevis Ar, to the side of the Moabites, the side of Ar, V'nish'an L'gvul Amon, and it Moab, and it was glued to the border of Moab. That was a great miracle that the Canaanites who were hiding in the mountains to try to ambush us were crushed when the mountains were brought together, and we were saved. Avnei Al Gabish, and you see the stones of Al Gabish, make a bracha. My Avnei Al Gabish, what are these stones of Al Gabish? I'm looking at Raisa. Avnei Al Gabish stands for Avanim She'amdu, the stones that stopped in the air. Al Gav Ish, in the merit of Ish, the Yardu, and they came down again. Al Gav Ish, in the merit of an Ish. Abdul Gavish, he stood in the merit of a man, Zem Moshe, in the merit of Moshe. The Chassid says, Vish Moshe on a moat. Moshe was very humble, and therefore, the Chassid, that's what it says. The Chassid, it says that when the Egyptians were getting the plague of the hail, Vayakdulu HaKolos HaParot, Matarlo Nitach Arza, all the sounds, all the hail, and all the rain didn't come down. And Yardu Al Gavish, they came down on the back of a person, and they came down again because of a person. That's a reference to Yoshua. The Chassid, it says that Hashem tells Moshe, Kach l'chas Yoshua ben Nun, take Yoshua, the son of Nun, Ish, asher ruach bo. And then it says that when the Jews, Uksiv, it says when the Jews were fighting against the Emori, because they were trying to conquer Givon, so Vayhi ben Nusami, Pnei Bnei Yisrael, when the Emori were running away from the Jews, Him ben Morad Beis Charon, they were on the mountain of Beis Charon, Hashem hishlich alehem avanim gdolos, and Hashem brought down great stones from the heavens, and many of them died. So that's those stones, those hail that had stopped in the days of Moshe came back to finish the job in the days of Yoshua. What was this stone that Og wanted to throw on the Jews? Where do we see a pasuk that there was a miracle with it? Answer the Gemara, it's a tradition. Amar Og said, Machni Yisrael Kamahavi, how large is the entire Jewish camp? Flasa Parsi. 3 parsa, so it's a total of 12 mil, 12 kilometers. So Eizel ve'eker tura bar klasa parsi. So he went, he said, I'll go and I'll take I'll uproot a mountain that is 12 mil. I'll drop it on all of them. I'll throw it on them. I'll kill them. So Og Melech Lashem, such a giant, he went and he uprooted a mountain that was 12 kilometers. The ICL ratio, and he put it over his head to drop it on the Jews. Hashem brought many ants. They punctured this mountain. And it fell on his head. Have a boy, Mishlo face. He wanted to get the mountain off of his head. Then Hashem made another miracle. He made his teeth suddenly grow so long. He wasn't able to bite his way out of the head, out of the mountain. That's what the verse says. Shine Risham Shibarta, you've broken the teeth of the wicked. Rishim Lakshish explains. What's the meaning of the verse? Shine Risham Shibarta, you broke the teeth of the wicked. You broke it. Ella Sharibavta, you increased the teeth of the wicked. Moshe Kamahava. How tall was Moshe? Eser Amos. He was 10 Amos tall. Shakal Nagar by Eser Amos, he took an axe that was also 10 Amos tall. Shavar Eser Amos, he jumped another 10 Amos, or up to 30 Amos. And even all this, when he's 30 Amos high, right, because he's 10 Amos, the axe is 10 Amos, and he's jumping 10 Amos. He was only able to hit the ankle of Og, but he was able in that way to kill Og. I think here we'd have to say what we learned back in the Masechta Tamid, this is an exaggeration, these measurements. It was this something like this happened. These exact dimensions have to be a bit of an exaggeration. Evan Shiyoshavala Moshe, the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat during the war against Amalek. The Chassidim says, "Videi Moshe Kvodim." The hands of Moshe were heavy. And they took a stone, and they put underneath him. And he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur supported his hands on each side. That caused them to win the war. So that's why that's the symbol of the miracle. When you see that stone, you have to make a bracha. Baruch Shas and Yisrael Avosein and B'mak Matzeh. Isha Shalot, the wife of Lot. Namar, the verse Shanamar says, Vatei Abad Ishtem Me'acharav, his wife looked behind him. Atina Tzimel, she became a pillar of salt. Chomas Yericho Shanivla, the wall of Yericho that was swallowed. The Chsiv, as it says, Vatipol HaChoma Tachtel, the wall fell underneath it. And the people went into the city and they conquered it. Tachtel, underneath it. In other words, it was swallowed. The Mishma Kula Nisu, okay, all these things are miracles for good. Elisha Shalod, but the wife of Lod, Peranisahu, it's a tragedy. So why would you make a blessing when you see the pillar of salt that was once Lod's wife? The answer is Zami Baruch Dynamis. You don't say the blessing of Baruch Shas and Islam of Hussein and Bamak Mazet. You say the blessing of Dynamis, who does tragedies, but he's in charge. But it's the Brisa said that you see all these things, you have to give praise and thanks to God. Tani, you have to say in the Brisa, Alod Valishto for Lod and his wife, and Baruch Stein. You say two blessings. Alishto and Baruch Dynamis. For the pillar of salt, the wife, you say Baruch Dynamis. Alot, and then when you think about what happened to Lot, you say Baruch Zochas HaTzadikim. Blessed is God who remembers the righteous and the merit of Avram Avinu. He saved Lot. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu b'shas kasha shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, even when God is angry, Zochas HaTzadikim still remembers the righteous. Shanamis, it says, Vayiv b'shachas elokim zariya kikar. When God destroyed the cities on the plain, Hashem remembered Avram, and he sent out Lot from the upheaval. V'chomaz Yericho Nivla, was the wall of Yericho swallowed. V'anafa, we know that it fell over. Shnemez, it says, it's called a shofar. When the people heard the sound of the shofar, the people made a great truah. And the wall fell underneath it. So it doesn't sound like it was swallowed, it fell over. So my answer is no. Keeping the putti v'ramiki adadin, since the height and the width were equal, therefore, it was actually swallowed in its spot. And that's also considered falling because the same height, the height was the same as the width. I'm going to read the name of Rav now, a very important halacha. Arba, tzichim lehodos. Therefore, who need to bring a carbon toda, now that we don't have a carbon toda, these four need to say the bracha of birchas hagomel when they exit danger. Yordi ayam, those who went through the ocean. Person takes a cruise, gets off of the boat, has to say birchas hagomel. Ochemid baros, those who travel through a desert. Misha yechol of nesrapi, someone who is sick, and then he gets better. Someone who was jailed, the yatz, and he got out of the jail. Yordan yamin alan, how do we know that those who go down to the sea and cross the sea have to make a bracha? The Siv, it says, Yordan yamin yos, those who go down to the sea in boats. Hemaro maase Hashem, they saw the deeds of God. Vom in the verse says, Vayamud ruach sa'ara, and a wind stood still. It says, Yalu shamayim, the heavens will go up. Yerdu tohomos, the depths will go down. Vom in the verse says, Yachog v'yano kashikor, they will shake and go around like a drunkard. Vom in the verse says, they call out to God in their difficulties when they're, you know, shaking like a drunkard on the sea. And from their travails, God will take them out. The verse says, Yakim Sar Ledmama, he'll make the storm silent. And it says, they'll be happy when it's quiet. When the verse says Yodul Hashem Chazdo, they'll thank God for his kindness, for Niflosav and his miracles. Livnei Adam for people. Olchemid Baros Minalan. I mean, those who travel through it doesn't need to say blessing. Listen, as it says, again in the same chapter of Tehillim 107. Toba Midbar Shimon, they're lost in the desert. Derech Ir Moshav L'Matzol, the way to a city that settled. They didn't find. Vayitzukul Hashem, they called out to God. And Vayadvichim Derech Yishar, and he guided them in a straight path to go to a settled city. Yodul Hashem Chazdo, they need again. Thank God for his kindnesses. Misha Cholov and Esrapi. How do we know if someone was sick and he was healed? He has to give the thank you. Because it says, Avilim Yiderech Bisham, the wicked from the way of their sins. We have an Oseim Yisanu, and from their crimes, they'll fast. Kol Ochel Tesayiv Nafsham, they'll reject all food. And Vayagiv Atshayim, obviously, get to the gates of death. Yizakul Hashem Atzar Lahem, they call out to God in their difficulties. Umtsukoseim, and from their travails, Yoshiim, he will save them. And then the verse says, Yishlach Dvar V'yir Pa'im, he'll send his word and he'll heal them. And again, They also are included in Yodul Hashem Chazal, and you say thank you to Hashem for his kindness. Misha Yechavis Reisha Asurminal, I know that someone who's jailed in a jail and he gets out has to make the bracha of Agomel Chayvim Tavos, because the verse says, Yoshvei Choshech Vetzamavas, those who sit in the darkness, in the shadows of death, Kihimur Imur El, because they rejected the words of God. Roman the verse says, Vayachma Ba'malibam, and in the hard work, their hearts were humbled. Roman it says, Vayizakul Hashem Atzar Lahem, they call out to God in their difficulties. Roman it says, Yotim Yechoshev Katzamavis, God will take them out of the darkness and the shadows of death. Roman it says about them also, Yodul Hashem Chazdo, Niflosav, Livnei Adam. Maim Avarach, what is the blessing that someone who has experienced one of these salvation says? Rabbi Yudah says, Baruch Gomel Chasadim Tovim, blessed is God who does good acts of kindness. Abai Amar Abai says, yes, to say this blessing in front of 10 men. The verse says, and they will exalt him in the kahal of the nation, in the community of the nation, that's 10. Marzuch Amar, Marzuch said, train me now, two of those 10 men have to be rabban, have to be rabbis, as it says, and in the seat of these sages, they will praise him. Maskor, Vashi challenged that, if you're going to say it's from the verse, Moshev's kenim, so they say all 10 have to be rabbis. The answer is, Miksiv, does it say, Bekahal's kenim, in the kahal of elders? In the community of the nation, it says. But amongst that is to have Moshev's Kenim. Why don't you say that the 10 people, you have to have 10 people, Kahal'am, plus Moshev's Kenim, plus another two, which are rabbis, which are rabbis. Okay, Kash, it's a question, but anyway, that's not the law. The law is, you say it in front of 10, two of them should be Torah scholars. Rabbi Yehuda Chalash, Rabbi Yehuda once got sick, itpach, then he healed. Oh, Gabe, Rav Chana, Big Datza, Rav Chana from Baghdad came to visit him, Rabban and the other rabbis. I'm related, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Berich Rechmana, blessed is God, Yehavach, Nielan, who gave you back to us, for lo Yavat La'afrach, and didn't give you to the dirt. I'm going to say, okay, Patra Tutan. You've exempted me from having to say anything else. You've exempted me from having to say Berachas HaGomel through this. Thank you. Ask Gemara, Vamar, Abaye, Boyo, do it, Rabbi Asar. But didn't Abaye say you have to say Berachas HaGomel in front of 10? There were rabbis there. There were 10. I vote you, Lokomoto, but he didn't say anything. So Gemara answers, let's rechard. What's the case? Dani Basari, Amen. He said after their blessing, Amen. Amri Vida said, Shlosha Tzichim Shimur, there are three things that need protection from damaging. The damager is Elohim Cholo, the sick person. He's already in a bad situation. So therefore, the damaging angel tries to take advantage. Chasan, a groom, and a kala. The damaging angels are jealous of them. Therefore, they need to be protected. Masitan, a little raisa. Chola, someone who's sick. Chaya, a woman who's giving birth. Chasan and a kala, a bride and a groom. Yesham, some say, af, avel. A mourner also needs shimur. Yesham, af, to meet a chacham balayla. Torah scholars at night also need to be protected from the damaging angel. If a person extends them, he merits to have an extended life. What is that? Somebody who prays in a long time. Someone who has a long meal and therefore poor are able to enjoy the meal a lot. And Amarach Vesakise, a person spends a lot of time in the bathroom because that is very healthy. Asking Marv, Amarach Vesakise, somebody has a long prayer, Mount Lucia, is that a good thing? I am Rabbiya Bar Abba, I'm Rabbiya Bar Abba, I'm Rabbiya Bar Abba, call Amarach Vesakise, Ma'ayin Ba. If a person has a very long prayer and he has a lot of kavana, he's very confident he's going to get what he's asking for because he has a lot of kavana. So, Bali De Kevla, it's going to have in the end pain in the heart. And it says, Tochelet Mun Weshacha, an extended supplication, Machla Lev, causes illness to the heart. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rabbi Yitzchak used to say, "Shlosh Dvarim Eskirin Avinosu Shaladim." Three things remind a person of his sins. Ki or not, walking in a dangerous place where there's a wall about to fall. Iyun tfila, having too much kavan in the prayer. Most din al chaver l'shamayim, someone who says to heaven, judge between me and between that person. Answer the Gemara, no question. Hello, kasha. Hadamayin ba, lo ma'ayin ba. One is where a person is has a lot of kavana, and he's very confident that he's going to get the answer because of his kavana. The other, where we said it's a good thing to pray long, is the lo ma'ayin ba, where he wasn't having so much kavana, and he wasn't so confident that he's going to be given the answer. But hey, what does he do? The mavish brachman just keeps praying a lot and a lot, but he's not so confident that he's going to get what he's asking for.